KNZR.com, KNZR on Twitter, KNZR on Facebook, and KNZR on your radio. FM 97.7, KNZR. Maxwell in the Morning, your daily dose of truth to help fight the mass media propaganda indoctrination. Politics aren't a spectator sport anymore. Get in the game and play to win with KNZR.
And welcome back, everybody. I guess we're on the investigation mode today, because I know that people are probably a little surprised at the information I've been able to uncover, and we're going to go further into that as time goes on. And one of the things that I do want to let you know is the $50,000, because it might be, oh, did they give it to him a long time ago? No, they just gave it to him February 9th. But anyway, we are talking to a real special person about something that's going on with people who have patents, and his name is Andre Iancu. He is chairman of the board for he was former undersecretary of commerce for intellectual property, director of the U.S. patent trademark. He is the chairman of the board for what is called the Council for Innovation Promotion. Are you there?
I am here.
Oh, fantastic. Andre, welcome to Maxwell in the Morning. We're happy to have you on here. I want you to explain to people in a comprehensive way exactly what's going on with the patents and how this is affecting some of the colleges.
Absolutely. Great to be with you, Terry, and everybody else. So what's going on is that the Biden administration has put forward the proposal that would effectively seize patents that are owned by universities and other research laboratories around the United States if a single federal dollar was ever used in the development of that technology. This is trying to amend a 44-year-old law called the Bayh-Dole Act.
Right.
And effectively a law that has done tremendous good in trying to move the technology from the university research lab out into the market. And what they want to do is amend it such that if the price of the product sold by the private industry is too high, a government bureaucrat can step in and say, no, the price is too high in our opinion. We will take over that product and that technology.
Yeah, but if $1 is spent by the U.S. government, they could claim 25 ways to Sunday that at least $1 was spent to the innovation through the universities to then market a product that basically changes the life of every American, couldn't they?
Absolutely. This effectively nationalizes the entire scope of the innovation economy in the United States. And keep in mind that if the federal government spends a dollar, private industry spends about $100 or more trying to, commercialize that product. Nothing in this country happens without the private industry, and the government meddling into this area, which is working really well, is going to do tremendous damage.
Well, if the private industry is putting $100 to every $1 that the government is putting into it, is it possible to eliminate even that $1 and just have the industry go ahead and do that? Or have they got their tentacles so deeply into all of the universities? Because I know that I was in the pharmaceutical industry for 18 and a half years, and I know that a lot of the innovation for drugs came out of universities, because that's where you had the laboratories that could do it, you had the personnel that could do it, you had resource in terms of patients that you could find, because a lot of these universities, of course, have medical schools associated with them, so they've got a nice base of patients. I mean, how do you say, oh yeah, in this study we didn't use any of the dollars from the U.S. government. We just use money from these institutions that are interested in developing new products. I mean, it'd be impossible, wouldn't it?
It's really, really hard. You know, universities depend on federal grants. Professors and research labs need the assistance of the federal government and the R&D dollars that are being provided. And then they multiply that with commercial dollars mm-hmm. from industry. But if this goes into effect, for sure, you're absolutely right, Terry. I think universities are going to shy away from accepting federal dollars, and that's going to do tremendous harm. It's going to be really that much more difficult for them to raise the funds necessary to do this life-saving research and development.
Well, what does the world look like without the government being involved? And what does the world look like if the government gets involved and then says, oh, by the way, we have somebody that we're going to put in charge of these products that came out of universities where federal money was originally spent to get these products started. And they're going to oversee the pricing, which they know nothing about, for the general public. I mean, isn't that the example of what happens when they come in and say, gee, we're going to cut the price of prescription products. Well, that's fine if you live in a socialist society or a communist society and they can do that kind of stuff, that's great. But when you work in a society where it really is still supposed to be capitalism, that really doesn't work, does it?
Absolutely not. This is precisely a move towards socialism. As I said, this is a way to nationalize innovative products and innovative technologies. And it's extremely un-American. I mean, the reality is what makes this country great is the private sector and private enterprise and the ability of companies to compete against each other and for the best one to win as determined by the market, mm-hmm. by the free
sure.
market,
sure,
not
absolutely.
By some government bureaucrat that has absolutely no idea how the private sector works.
Is this being put forth as part of legislation, or is this just something that is what the Supreme Court has said the executive branch is not supposed to be doing, which is setting up laws from, what is it, the Chevron doctrine that came through in, I believe, the 80s, where the government employees that determine this has never been a law, so they've got freedom to kind of make their own rules as they go along. It has been struck down by the Supreme Court, said, no, you can't do that. So that's overreach. So where is this coming from? Is it legislation? Is it the executive branch? And how do we stop it?
This is 100% the executive branch. This is there is a law. There is a statute passed by Congress in 1980 called Bayh-Dole, all right? And what they're trying to do now, what the Biden administration is trying to do now, is on its own, without congressional input, modify that law to add a pricing consideration to the congressional statute, which is not there. Congress did not include price as a consideration. These guys on their own want to do that. I personally believe it is illegal. If, in fact, this goes through, I believe there will be court challenges and hopefully it will be found to be illegal. But for now, it's absolute executive branch overreach.
Well, you know, Andre, we live in California. And one of the things that I rail against is the fact that California legislature and the governor will go ahead and push things forward. You know, they're trying to make sure that nobody in California has a gun or can pull oil out of the ground. So what they do is they pass laws that are totally unconstitutional, but they really don't care because they got plenty of money to go ahead and spend when somebody finally decides to sue them and take it all the way to the Supreme Court and show that it's unconstitutional, because they feel like they've got plenty of time between the time they go ahead and instigate it and the time that they get told by the courts, hey, you're not supposed to do that. I mean, look at what Biden did with the $10,000 he wanted to give in forgiveness for college loans. They said, no, you can't do that. He's continuing to do it right in front of us, in snubbing his nose at the Supreme Court. So I just kind of get the feeling that they're going to go ahead and do this until somebody pushes back on them. Is that what your organization is trying to do?
Yeah, we're trying very hard to push hard against it, and we are. And it's not just us. There is amazing consensus out there in industry that this is a very bad proposal. So the all the universities
right.
are pushing against this. University consortiums are pushing against this across the United States. And the private sector, the National Association of Manufacturers, for example, that includes the 14,000 member companies in the manufacturing sector pushing really hard against this. Big companies, small companies, venture capital firms, everybody's pushing against this because it really, it would be, it would do a tremendous harm to private industry and innovation in the United States. We're going to see fewer new developments in the United States, fewer new drugs, fewer new artificial intelligence technologies, fewer new energy sources because of this, if this goes through.
Well, fewer ways of growing our crops without using as much water. All these things came out of a partnership between the universities because they had the research arm. They also have the students that are interested in doing it and can prove do the proof that is necessary for these innovative products to go to market and have all the data showing what it can actually do for the ultimate consumer, whether it be a farmer, whether it be a physician or a pharmacy or a hospital, et cetera.
Absolutely. And you've given some very good examples. In addition, Google, for example, Google is a company, was started based on research that was done at Stanford. The Honeycrisp apple was invented at the University of Washington years ago.
Right.
All sorts of things that touch every aspect of our lives. And this is not at all limited to just one sector. Even though they are billing it as a way to reduce drug pricing, it will do basically nothing to drug pricing, but right. instead it will stop innovation.
Oh, it's all about power. Come on. It's all about power. That's all it is. Have you ever read the book Turning Point? I believe it's Turning Point.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, and so they talk about Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and the fact that they happened to go on to universities. They had access to their computers, and had they not, they never would have been the innovators they are today. And you could almost make the argument, based on what I'm hearing from what the Biden administration is trying to say, is that at this point they could go back and say to Apple, and then go back to say to Microsoft, excuse me, but you owe us a few billion dollars because, you know, you made all this money off of the fact that you used a computer on one of the campuses in the universities, and that's how you got your whole idea started. Couldn't they?
Yes, theoretically. And look, I mean, if you read this proposal that they just put out, there's so many different criteria under which they could potentially march in. And the examples they give span so many different things. For example, they are proposing that they're proposing that they can march in on a water purification system, or in vehicle to everything communications. It's called V2X, how vehicles communicate with each other now.
Yeah, and they have to. You know, if they have to, if they're going to be able to do driverless cars.
So it would have tremendous impact. And you're right, that it's all about power. It's about controlling the market. It's about
power.
The government and the bureaucrats in various government agencies in Washington trying to control prices and supply in the supply chain in every area of our economy.
I have 1 minute left. Can you explain to people what we can do at this point to help either your organization or to fight back on this?
Absolutely. So first go to C4IP, the number 4IP.org. Lots of information there on this and everything else in the intellectual property system. But more importantly, call your congressman, call your senators, and tell them that they have to lay off the Buy-Dole Act and leave the innovation ecosystem alone.
Got it. Well, Andre, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it. And just one more aspect of our lives that we can't sit on the sidelines and hope that somebody else is going to take care of it. We've got to get into the game, no doubt about it.
Thank you, and great to be with you guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.